Hey, why are you looking at me like that? I was just talking. What do you mean? I was talking. Talking in my sleep? Yeah. You want to tell me what I was saying? Come here. Come here. I was dreaming. Yeah. No, not necessarily about you. Why was I saying your name in my sleep? Ooh. It has been a long time since we had these morning cuddles, so maybe I didn't want to miss them, just wanted to wake up to enjoy them. No, it wasn't a nightmare, but I was a bit stressed out. Let me see if I can remember everything in order. I think it started and I was in like a sea or like an ocean, probably. Yeah. And I was diving around and didn't realize it at the time, but I could just dive and not need to get up to breathe. But like the water was completely clear. I could see really far down and I was just enjoying it. I know it's strange. I'm not usually about deep oceans, but I was just swimming and then this shadow appeared. Yeah. And it was just gliding really effortlessly through. And I was like, okay, that's like an airplane shadow or something, right? That's not something that is moving like a creature. But it got closer and closer, and then I started to notice details. I started to notice its tail, and I started to get a bit panicked. And I realized it was a stingray, and I started frantically swimming away, and I don't know why. Yeah, because, like, they're friendly, aren't they? Unless you go and poke them, but I don't know what I did wrong. I didn't want to say hi. I don't care if it did. And then I just started swimming in a random direction. I didn't see shore or anything. Suddenly I saw, like, rocks. Tiny rocks. And then I saw this wall of sand. I knew I was going to be okay. And I turned around and it's gone. I get on the beach. And it's really warm. It's really tropical. And I see you. Sunbathing. Like, completely unnoticing of what's going on. Yeah. And I don't know if I said your name or if I just ran up to you, I'm not sure, but probably was a little freaked out. Yeah. Is that what I was saying, your name? gibberish. Yeah. Yeah, I was probably freaking out. I'm always thankful when those dreams aren't real. And I wake up. And I just have you in my bed like this. Did you wake me, by the way? Or did you just let me live out my entire dream? Speaking of, why are you not the early riser you're usually on these days? Yeah, you usually are really annoyingly early to get up, but now you're smiling, caressing my ear while I tell you a really long story. This isn't one of your usual games. I like this one more. You being really sweet and cuddly. The usual games? Baby, you know the usual games you play with me. Leaving the room in a hurry? I mean, that's a very common one. You do. I mean, I know it's like a work day, but you don't have to get up looking that good. And me seeing you right as I wake up, you just walk out of the room. It's mean. I mean, seeing you, like, it helps me get up, I guess. Yeah, get out of bed for a work day and meet you in the kitchen, but I mean, what were you expecting me to do? Just get up every day? I'm not. I'm just pointing it out, like, I never thought that I'd actually have this again, you know, how busy things get. Okay, maybe it is a little dramatic, but I just like this a lot. And seeing you leave so early, I was like, is she setting early alarms on her phone to wake her up before me? Is it some kind of defense mechanism? And to be honest, I don't need to know the answer. I just want you to know that it's okay to be unproductive. And to just relax and take in the morning, you know. I'm not gonna think anything less of you for that. Besides, you're really cute in the mornings. And it'd be a shame to just get you out into a dressing gown, making breakfast. Like, why? You're already sweeter than any breakfast could be. Stop. It's not a weakness. Oh, I know plenty of yours, so don't even start with me. Be careful what you wish for.